You're listening to NewsRamp Business and Corporate. Today is Wednesday morning, February 25th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited executes a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with Terma A. Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Terma A, Denmark's leading defense technology company. The agreement aims to integrate Terma's radar systems into CTEK's self-deploying communications platform for combined defense and security applications. The collaboration will explore commercial opportunities, assess technical feasibility, and conduct joint demonstrations at key European defense and security exhibitions.
First, Orion previews the April 2026 Global Exchange at Mobile World Congress, showcasing expanded carrier connectivity and camera support. The upcoming release will introduce camera standard APIs and enhance international carrier connections, building on the platform's 2025 debut. Plans for 2026 include expanding European connectivity to Italy, Spain, Belgium, the Netherlands, Germany, and the United Kingdom.
JP3E Holdings partners with TBURUN Chain to launch Innovation Cities K-Wave in Atlanta and Dallas. JP3E Holdings Inc. partners with TBURUN Chain Foundation to deploy the K2 Global SMB 500 platform through Innovation City K-Wave hubs in Atlanta, Georgia, and Dallas, Texas. The initiative integrates 500 Korean small and mid-sized enterprises into U.S. manufacturing clusters, targeting $7.50 billion in total capital deployment to strengthen supply chains and manufacturing capacity.
Setting its sights on the U.S. and beyond, how SBC Medical Group is leveraging its Orange Twist investment for global expansion. SBC Medical Group Holdings, Inc. is expanding its reach into the U.S. market with a strategic investment in Orange Twist, a U.S.-based med spy chain. The partnership aims to capitalize on the growing demand for non-invasive aesthetic treatments in the U.S. and Japan. SBC plans to leverage synergies with Orange Twist to enter new markets and enhance its offerings, marking the beginning of its global expansion strategy. Precision medicine meets the future of aging. Boston BioLife is hosting an exclusive functional longevity medicine summit in Phoenix from February 27th to March 1st. The event will gather leading clinicians, scientists, and health innovators to discuss the future of precision-based care. With a focus on actionable strategies, the summit will highlight key pillars driving the field forward, attracting over 100 medical and wellness professionals. Learn more and secure tickets at bostonbiolife.com.
Charbonne confirms new UHP hydrogen orders and its first UHP oxygen order in the United States. Charbonne Corporation confirms new UHP hydrogen orders and its first UHP oxygen order in the United States. Following a previous announcement, the company secured additional orders from an existing U.S. customer in New York State for clean UHP hydrogen and UHP oxygen. This marks a strategic move in Charbonne's commercial deployment in the U.S., showing a commitment to diversifying its UHP industrial gases offerings.
Mitch Gold's memoir, The Blonde, The Ferrari, and The Quan, will be featured in this year's Everyone Wins nominee gift bags in Hollywood. The book offers a real-life narrative of Gould's journey from Brooklyn to building partnerships with athletes and entertainers. Gould's memoir focuses on resilience, loyalty, and the human side of success, aiming to inspire readers to take their own chances in life.
Audia highlights LT350 business as core AI infrastructure asset in proposed merger. Audia Inc. highlights LT350 as a core AI infrastructure asset in a proposed merger. LT350 turns parking lots into revenue-generating data centers, offering fast, secure, and cost-effective AI inference. LT350 accounts for 50% of McCarthy Finney's valuation. The distributed AI compute business aims to address GPU underutilization and grid-constrained data center deployment, providing a unique solution for the AI infrastructure market.
Japan Currents 2026 brought U.S. and Japan leaders together at SNU for dialogue on innovation, urbanization, and global growth. The event, organized by the Japan-America Society of Dallas-Fort Worth in partnership with the SMU Tower Center, featured keynote speaker Mikio Sugeno discussing Sunonomics and the U.S.-Japan relationship. Panelists from Toyota, Onefinity, University of Montana, and Nomura Research Institute explored real-world decision-making in the face of rapid change and evolving market realities.
ConversionLogix appoints Mark Musburger as Chief Financial Officer. ConversionLogix has appointed Mark Musburger as Chief Financial Officer. With over two decades of finance leadership in high-growth tech companies, Musburger's expertise in strategic CFO leadership and scaling organizations will be invaluable. ConversionLogix is expanding in the AI era, adding new clients and investing in AI and predictive leasing technology. Musburger's background makes him the right leader to drive growth and innovation for the company. Epic Solutions advocates for human-centered technology leadership. Epic Solutions is advocating for human-centered technology leadership, emphasizing the importance of prioritizing people, balance, and real-world impact in digital transformation. With a focus on addressing the high failure rate of transformation initiatives due to poor employee adoption, the company promotes a people-first approach both internally and externally. Epic Solutions encourages individuals to start simplifying processes and mindsets, offering resources to design more human technology experiences.
Next Beauty Labs adds in-house label printing to accelerate turnaround times and expand manufacturing flexibility. Next Beauty Labs has announced the addition of in-house label printing capabilities, aiming to accelerate turnaround times and enhance manufacturing flexibility. By bringing label production directly into its facility, the company eliminates common bottlenecks in the private label skincare process. This move allows for faster production cycles, quicker artwork updates, reduced lead times, and improved overall production predictability, aligning with Next Beauty Labs' mission to deliver high-quality skincare products efficiently.
United Franchise Group ranked number one on South Florida Business Journal's 2026 Best Places to Work. United Franchise Group has been named the number one best place to work by the South Florida Business Journal for large companies with over 100 employees. Recognized for its employee-focused culture, UFG offers coaching, mentorship, and events to promote growth and well-being. CEO Ray Titus expressed gratitude for the honor, highlighting the importance of investing in people. The annual ranking is based on employee feedback and engagement.
And thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.